Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes.
Hugh, I remember when we saw our first Chardonnays coming out of California, a lot of people complained that they were big fruit bombs. And for those who were trying to imitate Burgundy, they were just a little bit off the mark, I would say. But somebody came along to change that.
They sure did. The term fruit bomb refers to both reds and whites that are just a little bit too over the top, 14.5% ABV, overly oaked. And that's a style that got a tremendous amount of following, I want to say, in the 80s and the early 90s. One of the people that helped steer the wine industry, especially pertaining to Burgundian wines, back to a more restrained style, was a gentleman by the name of Jim Clendenin, who was one of the co-founders of Au Bon Climat Winery back down in Santa Barbara County. And he just passed away in May of this year. So I thought this was a perfect time to sort of revisit that property and really just how influential he was. I mean, they founded Au Bon Climat in 1982 in Santa Barbara. It's now one of the most recognized viticultural regions in California. But in 1982, there were less than 12 producers in the region. And now there's over 300. So he was a real groundbreaker. His main focus was Burgundian wines, Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. And he believed these wines should have subtlety and restraint. And he abhorred what Al referred to as the California wine fruit bomb. He was a big guy with a booming voice, long hair, goatee, and he was a tireless promoter of his wines, his region, and the benefits of less is more. Came from Akron, Ohio, worked and studied winemaking in Bordeaux and Burgundy, and began his career in Zaca Mesa, also a forerunner in the whole Santa Barbara area, and then started his project in 1982. The wines range from entry-level regional wines, which are anything but entry-level, to a whole lot of very elegant single vineyard products. And I tasted three, and these are my thoughts. These are all from the 2018 vintage. The Santa Barbara County Chardonnay is just it's a lovely wine. It's barrel fermented, but the oak is not over the top by any stretch of the imagination. It's great balance and finesse, citrus flavors over a sort of a subtle toasty yeastiness with a balancing nuance of oak. It's lovely stuff, and it's under $25. So that's a really nice setup Chardonnay. He also did, and this wine really impressed me. This was a Santa Barbara blend of Pinot Gris, Pinot Blanc, 67% Pinot Gris, 33% Pinot Blanc. This is a stunning wine with surprising depth of minerality, lemon and lime aromatics, which give way to a rounded, well-textured palate with crisp acidity. This wine absolutely over-delivered on what I was expecting. I thought it was stunning. And then last but not least, the Santa Barbara Pinot Noir. This is a wonderful example of well-made California Pinot Noir. Restraint and balance. The fruit shows some of the complexity that you normally associate with Russian River, but with just a whole lot more weight. It's very Moorish, and by that I mean that you have a glass and you think you want to have another one. And this one is going to come in at right under $30. I thought all of these wines were spectacular, but my wine value of the week has to be the Pinot Gris Pinot Blanc at under $22. Just stunning. Enjoy.
I think we should try some of these and raise a glass to Mr. Jim.
Absolutely.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.